Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning the very last two Mishnahs in Maseches Erevin. That's Perek Yod, Mishnah Yodalad, and Mishnah Tezvav. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher finds Reziv Hagon B'Karav Mamish. And we continue with cases that we see a difference between the Beis HaMikdash and outside the Beis HaMikdash. Kain Shalaka Betzbay, a kain that got a wound on his finger. And this is talking about on Shabbos, Karech Alea Gemi B'Mikdash. He's allowed to take a Gemi, which is like a reed of sorts, and he's allowed to wrap it around his hand, Avaloi B'Medina, but not in the Medina, meaning not outside the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what would the Isser be over here? So this gemi, this grass or reed of sorts, has healing properties. And we know that there's an Isser of refuah on Shabbos. Now, this is not real refuah. It's only quasi-refuah. So therefore, it's only an Isser Shvus. And as we said, an Isser Shvus is mutter in the Mikdash. The reason why he needs to be tying this on his hand in the Beis HaMikdash is because it's improper for him to do Avaida with a wound on his hand. So therefore, he's allowed to wrap it around his finger in the Beis HaMikdash. However, Im L'Hitzi Dam, Kan V'Kan Usser, if the reason why he's wrapping this gemi around his finger is in order to draw out blood, so then it's Usser even in the Beis HaMikdash, because that's 100% refuah, and that's an Isser Dairaiso, which is not mutter even in the Beis HaMikdash. Another case, Baizkin Melech HaGabe HaKevesh B'Shvil Shalai Achliku. In the Beis HaMikdash, they're allowed to crush up salt and sprinkle it on the ramp of the Mizbeach in order that the Kohanim don't slip when they walk up it. Even though it looks like Metakin, it looks like something's being built over here. Again, it's just a Shvus, so it's permitted in the Beis HaMikdash. Another case, Umamala Mibar HaGailo Mibar HaGadol B'Galgal B'Shabes. There are these two Bairis, or these two wells in the Beis HaMikdash. One was called Bar HaGailo, the other one was called Bar HaGadol. They were allowed to fill up water from it on Shabbos, and this was being done with a galgal, with a wheel, meaning it was very easy to draw water from this well. They just turned the wheel, that lowered the bucket, they kept on turning it, and that raised the bucket. Now, the reason why that's usher in the Medina, it's usher outside the Beis HaMikdash, is because it's so easy to fill water up from this well, we're afraid that a person's going to draw so much water that they're going to water their garden with it on Shabbos. And we know that watering a garden is usher on Shabbos. But again, since there's no isser shvus in the Beis HaMikdash, this is allowed to be done, and here we have a heter to do it even outside the Beis HaMikdash, ube'er hakar b'yamtef. There was a well called Be'er Hakar that was outside the Beis HaMikdash. However, the people that were Eile Regel were allowed to fill up water from it on Yontif. This is a special dispensation given to them because they're Eile Regel and they need water. Where are they going to get water from? So they're allowed to fill up water from this Be'er HaKar on Yontif, even though it's being done by way of a Galgal. And moving on to Mishnah Tezvav, the last Mishnah in the Masechta. Sheretz Shenimtza B'Mikdash. A Sheretz meaning a dead Sheretz, which was found in the Beis HaMikdash. How is it that we're supposed to remove it? So Kain Metzia Behem Yonai, the Kain removes it with his belt. He doesn't touch it with his hands because we wouldn't want him to come Tamei. So he takes his belt that he's wearing and he scoops it up and then brings it out. And the reason why we're not going to tell him to go look for something called Pshute Kli Eitz, which is basically a piece of wood that won't become Tamei, as opposed to being Metami his belt, is because of the following, Shaloi Lahashes HaTumah. We don't want Tumah to be hanging around the Beis HaMikdash. We want to get Tumah out of there as quickly as possible. So it's better for him to be Metami his belt and take this dead Sheretz out right away, as opposed to have Tumah stay there for longer than necessary. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika tells us to do. Rabbi Huda says, no, b'tzvas shel eitz, he should use wooden tongs. Even though it might take him a bit of time to find these wooden tongs, that's because shaloi l'rabbis is a tumah. We don't want to increase tumah. Wooden tongs are considered pshute kli eitz, and they don't become tame when they pick up the sheretz. So it's better for the sheretz to hang out there for a little bit, even though that means that there's just tumah hanging around the Beis HaMikdash. It's just that we don't want him to be matame his belt. So we wait till we find wooden tongs, and then we remove this sheretz. Now, this is allowed to be done on Shabbos as well. Even though a dead sheretz is mukta, we don't have an isser shvus in the mikdash, so therefore, we're allowed to bring it out on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah focuses on this dead Sheretz, which is found in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Mehechan Maitzinai Sai, from where are we going to remove this dead Sheretz? I mean, just because we found a dead Sheretz in the Beis HaMikdash, that doesn't mean that in every situation we have to get it out of there and that we're allowed to move it on Shabbos. So, our first opinion is Min HaHechal U Min HaUlam U Min Bein HaUlam V'la Mizbeach. Div Reb Shem Ben Anas. Reb Shem Ben Anas says that we're only allowed to remove this Sheretz from the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, from the Hechal, from the Ulam, and from the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. These are all areas that have elevated Kedusha, so we have to get the Sheretz out of there on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Amir, he extends it a little bit more, and he says, if this Sheretz is found in a place, that if a person walked in there when he was Tamei, and he did so on purpose, he's going to get Kares, or if he did so by mistake, he's going to have to bring a Chatos. So it's from those places that the Sheretz is allowed to be removed, and this is referring to the entirety of the Hazara, not just from between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. However, all other places, both according to Shem Ben Anas or Rabbi Akiva, whatever these other places are, Kaifan al Psachter, so a pot is overturned on top of it, and we wait till after Shabbos, and then we'll bring the Sheretz out of there after Shabbos. Now, the end of the Mishnah really goes back to two halachas that we've learned previously. The first one goes back to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph, where we discussed what happens if a person begins Shabbos outside the city and then realizes that he's only one amma outside the Tchum. So the Tanakhama said that he's stuck and he's limited to 2,000 ammas from where he is and he's not counted to be part of the city. Now, Rav Shimon was Mekel and considered him to be part of the Tchum of the city, even though he's one amma outside the Tchum, really he's counted to be part of the city and his Tchum is like the Tchum of the city, like everyone else in the city. So that was halacha number one. Halacha number two that we're going to be talking about was learned two Mishnayos ago in Mishnah Yod Gimel, where we had said that someone is allowed to knot the string of an instrument that broke in the Beis HaMikdash, and Rav Shimon, even though he's not brought in the Mishnah, he argues that it's usur because maybe a person is going to end up tying a permanent one. So now Rav Shimon explains why he's makel in one case and machmir in the other. Rav Shimon says, Makam she'tiru lach hachamim, mishalach nasnu lach. In a place where the chacham were matter you, they were just giving you what's yours. In Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yod Aleph, when I, Rav Shimon, was makel to allow this person to be considered as part of the city, even though he was one amma outside the tchum, that's not because of a kula of any sort, that's because they're giving you what is yours. As we had explained over there, when a person's one amma outside the tchum marker, he's really within the tchum, because the people that place the tchum markers down make sure they place them down 15 ammas before the tchum really ends, because they know that people take walks on Shabbos and they end up straying outside the tchum by accident, and they don't want people to be stuck out there for the whole Shabbos, so therefore they put the tchum markers 15 ammas before where the tchum really ends. So when this person finds himself one amma outside the tchum marker, he's really within the tchum, and he really has 15 ammas of leeway, not just one. So Rav Shimon is explaining that's why I was makel over there. However, in the case from two Mishnayos ago in regards to the broken string from the instrument, the reason why I'm machmir is because shelo hitiru lach el mishum shvus. The chachamim only allowed something to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, which is an Isser Drabanan to do outside the Beis HaMikdash, but they didn't permit someone to do something that's Usser Dairaisa, and even if a person is going to tie a temporary knot on a string in the Beis HaMikdash, often a temporary knot is Usser to tie Mid Dairaisa because it's meant to last a long time, even though it's technically temporary, so therefore tying a knot in the Beis HaMikdash isn't just an Isser Shvus, it could be an Isser Dairaisa, and that's why I'm Machmir over there. Hajjan Alach Masechas Erevin, Mazel Tov for finishing the entire Masechta, just like we were Zecher to finish Masechas Erevin together, we should be zecher to finish all of Shisha Siddur Mishnah together. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with a brand new Masechta, Maseches Pesachim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.